You're listening to Vatican Radio.
North Korea confirmed today it tested a fifth nuclear device in defiance of a UN resolution. The nuclear test came on the same day as the country's National Day, celebrating the founding of the current regime. Devon Watkins has more.
우리 핵무기 연구소 과학자 기술자들은 북부 핵시험장에서
North Korea's state-run news agency said the country carried out a higher-level nuclear test explosion just hours after U.S. President Barack Obama departed from his tour of Asia. Pyongyang said the test had been of a miniaturized nuclear warhead capable of being mounted on a ballistic missile. That claim is unconfirmed. What is known is that the test came on the North's National Day, honoring the founding of the current regime. Also, the U.S. Geological Survey reported a 5.3 magnitude artificial earthquake in the same area where four previous nuclear tests were carried out. The explosion appears to have been on the surface in the northeast of the country. Previous tests were conducted underground. South Korea's president says the detonation was twice as powerful as the last test in January of this year. He also called it an act of fanatic recklessness. China, a longtime ally of North Korea, said it was resolutely opposed to the latest nuclear test and strongly urged North Korea to stop taking any actions which will worsen the situation. There are fears the surface test could release nuclear radiation into the atmosphere. Both Japan and China have sent out military aircraft to collect air samples to monitor for radiation. The international community imposed strict sanctions after the last nuclear test in January. It remains to be seen what's in store for North Korea after this latest act of defiance. I'm Devon Watkins.